Saxtus's paw strayed near a confection of meadow cream and whipped honey piled high and fluffy in a basin. The mouse babe clucked disapprovingly.
Sister Sage smack a paw, naughty.
Despite the warning, Saxtus took a quick dip. Sucking his paw, he winked at the mouse babe.
She can't smack my paw. I'm the Father Abbot. Good job, isn't it? Delicious.
A knock sounded loud on the door of Great Hall. Saxtus scurried to his abbot's chair and held the paw to his lips for complete silence. All around the tables, red wallers sat, decked out in their best habits, shining-eyed with anticipation, waiting quietly. The knock sounded again, louder this time. Still, the creatures at the festive tables sat in silence. Dibbons clapped paws tight across their mouths, shaking with glee at the joke their elders were playing. Boom, 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 boom. Four loud knocks that sounded suspiciously like the knotted end of a gullwhacker hitting the door, followed by the unmistakable voice of Dandin.
Ahoy there! Any beast home?
Mouse Babe wriggled uncontrollably, stuffing the tablecloth edge into his mouth to keep from laughing aloud. The great heavy curled iron handle turned. All eyes were riveted on the door as it opened slightly. Hon Rosy Woodsorrel poked a head into Great Hall. She banged the doors wide open, they thudded against the walls on either side, and the homecoming adventurers flooded in. Red Wallace dashed from their seats at table to meet them.
Rosy! Rosy, dear old thing, you're home!
Tarquin, my babes, come here!
I say, mate, I'm still young with the kissing, yuck!
Dandin, you rogue, you haven't changed a bit.
You have, though, Saxtus. You look more like an old Father Abbot than ever. Deary me, what a tummy.
Blind Simeon felt the contours of the face before him.
Mariel, the warrior maid of Redwall, welcome home.
Mariel hugged the ancient herbalist.
Simeon, the sight of you is worth 1,000 quests.
Ha! Is that my old friend Formol?
Good eye, Sir Malin. Tis I, happy as a buzzy bee. See your bowly pintippers and all his shrews, well famished and willing to eat.
Look, we be shrews and sailing boats on a pond.
The Gowsum chieftain chuckled as he was bowled over by a gang of dibbons.
Ho ho, look at you, you great fat mouse babe. I'm going to tickle you thin.
Stop it, no more.